A grandfather went fishing with his granddaughter for the first time, and he taught her everything about the fishing pole, about the bait, the hook. And after an hour, when the grandfather had caught a few fish, the granddaughter looked at her hook and worm and said, "Dad, Granddad, I don't think my worm is working hard enough. I don't think my worm is working hard enough." Sometimes we, when we go fishing in life, we sometimes put so much effort into it that we try and try and try and fail. And do you know that in the entire gospel, God never says, "You didn't try enough." But he does say, "You don't believe enough." If we believe in God, why do we act as if we have to do everything alone? In Christmas, the newborn baby is God's answer to our problems. God says, "I am here." The world keeps on turning and moving, and things appear to be as they always have been. But there's a difference now. God says, "I want to be with you." But we still don't get it. Did you ever hear of someone say, "The best revenge is to live a great life"? I don't think so. Why would you even waste your time using anger as a motivating factor, or use your life in comparison to someone else's life? Why don't you say, like this one person said about his friend, "He has so much anger, but not enough imagination"? Use your imagination and say, "From now on, I will do my work with my God. I believe that the Holy Spirit will help me and give me wisdom. I don't see a way out of this, but I know I will not work my way out of it myself. If I believe in my God, why do I act as if I have to do everything alone? If I believe in my God, why do I pretend there's no one in church but me? We're all in it together. And I can guarantee you there is no one here that is better than you. We're all in the same boat." The very definition of saint is a sinner that keeps on believing in his God. A saint is always a sinner who says, "I believe my God can save me. I believe I haven't tried this. I believe I haven't tried that." Let the Holy Spirit speak to you and let God be the guiding force in your life. You are not alone. Why do you pretend as if you are? If you believe, why do you pretend as if you don't? Be bold and be courageous. And get up for the 58th time today and say, "I will be better. I will hold my tongue. I will open my heart. I will open my mind. I will use everything God gave me, but I will not do it alone because God is with me." Emmanuel. Znamibor. Well, that's enough of me talking to you. Let the Holy Spirit speak in your heart throughout the rest of this service. And the problem you will see is not in your effort. It's not in the worm, the bait that you use in the hook. But the solution will always be with God, who has more imagination and creativity than we do. And your life should never be compared to anyone else. Let other people carry their own garbage. You are here to create and to live and to have an exciting life, not to hurt someone, but to help everyone and to enjoy your own life. Christos Rozhdayecha.